from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I thought it would help me, and it actually did. I had this sense of calm, a calm I didn't have when I played earlier at the PGA. And for some reason, I was calm, and I felt collected. And I was telling Austin on the 18th hole that I felt pretty calm coming down this stretch. And he said he was about to puke on the 18th tee.
Xander Schauffele. He's about to puke. He already won this year. Second major of the year, he charged at the Open Championship. I think it was 6 birdies in his, not in his final 10. From 6 to 16, I think he had 6 birdies. Schauffele wins his second major of the year. Talk more about it here on the Western Hotline, of course. Our man Brian Koziel, now on the Western Hotline. Duster Challenge on Friday, Porter Cup. How was the weekend, Brian? Everything go well?
It was great, and I appreciate you guys and everybody else at WGR for helping us promote the event. We crushed our goal. Last year we raised $4,000 for PGA Hope, and we raised $6,500
right.
This year. We had over 100 participants, so it was a great night. So thanks to everybody that supported the event, and Glen Oak for hosting, and the PGA for helping us run it. It was really great. So, but I appreciate everybody at WGR helping me spread the word about it too.
All right, awesome, love it. That event is so much fun every year. Would highly recommend it to anybody that golfs. It's a great time. And I was, when I had a conflict with a tournament that I was in, I was very sad to see that, because it's the first one I've missed at least in a couple years. 803-0550, the phone number if you want to get in. You got a golf question? You get in with Brian. So. Before we get to the Open Championship, Brian, the Porter Cup, do we, in terms of the winner, anything notable that happened this weekend? How did the Porter Cup go?
Yeah, it was a pretty dramatic finish. I guess just a little details for the men's at the finals there. Chase Nevins out of Virginia ended up winning by one over Ryan Hedholm of Canisius. So pretty cool that we had a local player in there with a chance to win. They actually went to the 18th hole tied. I know you know 18 very well.
Mm-hmm. You saw your video. yes, I do.
Yeah, and Ed Holm had a putt maybe about 10 feet to try to force a playoff, and it just slipped away from him at the end. It was a quick downhiller. But, yeah, that's a really, really challenging 18th. I mean, I know just from playing it on Media Day, you did it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's challenging. The green is very slick, and there's about, 6-7 bunkers surrounding it. But imagine you're tied for the lead, and it's your final shot of the day, and you got people all around, and there's adrenaline going. Like, that's not an easy shot to do. So, it was a dramatic ending, but the Porter Cup went really well, and I know they were happy. They said they had one of their strongest fields in a decade, so You know, we don't have to. You have gone through the list of players that have played in that event. So a lot of future stars. Some of the names that played this weekend, we will see on the PGA Tour in a few years.
So, Brian, for those that maybe so they know of the Porter Cup, obviously it's an amateur major, essentially. What does this mean for the winner? Like, you know, other than, you know, a lot of these players are young, but there are, you know, like we had a local Billy Haynes play in the event. You know, he's not a young amateur. He's won a lot of New York State events and has been in U.S. amateur events. What does this mean for the winner, for guys and gals that'll finish in the top five? What happens next for their, you know, amateur careers?
Yeah, so a win, obviously, you know, that can get you more attention to get invites into other amateur events. The Porter Cup, in terms of, you know, every amateur event, in terms of its status, can give you a certain amount of points and ranking and upgrades and all that sort of stuff. So a strong finish here can obviously lead to maybe an invite to another amateur tournament somewhere else that maybe has more available points for you, and then you can kind of, you know, move up in the rankings in terms of how that works. I think, you know, for Nevins, the guy that won it, I mean, it's obviously a tremendous thing to put on your resume. The Porter Cup's been around for a long, long time. It's one of the longest running amateur tournaments in the Northeast, so people know about it. And, you know, we've said it before, Tiger Woods has played in it, Phil Mickelson's played in it, current player, you know, the current U.S. Mm-hmm. Open champion, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas. So, like, these are players, they know, hey, this is a pathway to get to the PGA Tour. And probably now, you know, you win an event like that, another amateur event, you could try to, maybe that you couldn't get in, now you can. And then that could lead to ultimately, you know, do you get, when you turn pro, does the Korn Ferry event now give you the Korn Ferry Tour, which is kind of like the AAA of the triple of a PGA Tour, does that really help you out from that? So it's really, you know, accumulating the points. The win can obviously maybe get you invites to other tournaments that maybe he wasn't eligible for to start with. In terms of like finishing in the top group might help you get an invite back to the Porter Cup next year or help you get pushed into another tournament somewhere else. So a strong finish in any of these tournaments can help you get in somewhere else, which ultimately kind of gets the snowball rolling.
Brian Koziol, T to Green, and of course Sabres pre and post game here on the Western Hotline. So Open Championship this weekend, Brian, Xander Schauffele charges on Sunday to win. Your thoughts on his weekend, but also just his season. I feel like no, this is obvious to say because he won two majors, but nobody did more for their reputation. I feel like this. Scheffler had already been, you know, number one in the world, best we think that there is at the moment. So his season was incredible, no doubt. But Schauffele going from like the guy that couldn't win one to two majors. I think did he finish top 10 also in all four?
Top eight.
Top yeah. eight.
Pretty amazing. And, I mean, if you say, hey, you're going to finish, I think it was eighth, fourth, first, like if you're not in that order, in the majors, you'd say, oh, clear player of the year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you've got Scheffler, Players' Championship, Masters, and four other wins, all in elevated events. So that means strong fields. So, you know, these two right now, essentially are going into the FedEx Cup playoffs with three big events left really in the season to kind of decide it. I don't know. You know, I mean, Scheffler's year collectively feels like the better year in the sense that almost every week he plays, he has a chance to win. I mean, even this week, it looked like it was there was a moment yesterday where Scheffler was at 4-under and the leaders were 5. And I was thinking, wow, this guy who for 3 days hasn't gotten a putt to roll in has a chance to now win another major. It would have been pretty amazing, but he struggled putting the entire week, his short game, which, you know, did he not adjust to the speed of the greens? There's slower greens there at the Open at Royal Troon than maybe what he was used to putting with, but he just couldn't get his short game going. But still, I mean, for Schauffele to do exactly what you said, he's shook the can't finish motto. If you and I were speaking going into the Masters, and we talked about Xander Schauffele's chances, we'd say, well, he's a sure bet for a top 10, but I'm not betting him to win. And he definitely has really shook that for what he even said on that soundbite that Evan played coming back about saying how he was calm and that how he looked at the leaderboard all day. He said he wanted to know where he was, embracing the situation instead of being worried about the situation. That's the sign of a really, really confident player. To shoot a 65 is super impressive. To not make a bogey is even more impressive. On these courses where you can get a bad bounce anywhere, you can hit the literally, you can hit a perfect drive in the middle of the fairway, but one of those little mounds or little nubs or little valleys could send you into a trouble spot, or it can roll into a bunker when you hit the middle of the green. The fact that he was able to avoid a mistake for all 18 holes in pretty difficult conditions, beyond the fact of the pressure of the final round, like, kudos to him. That's an incredible 65 yesterday.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The other guy that I felt semi captivated by in this tournament, Brian, was Billy Horschel. And you know, Billy is, I think, if especially if you're a regular or you know, a big fan of PGA Tour, of pro golf, Billy Horschel's a name that you would know, and I think has been, for at least in my mind for a little while, a guy that is very easy to root for. If people haven't heard his, you know, his post round comments, he's one of the guys that you go up there, Brian, and get a great soundbite from. I remember, I think it was last year where Billy was really struggling with his game. I think maybe it was the Masters, it was a major, and he missed the cut and he shot like 80-81, like had basically lost his game, and was you know, visibly shaken, and was, you know, crying and talking about how difficult this period in his career was, and to see him go from that, you know, maybe even less than a calendar year ago, to competing for an Open Championship, and really, Brian, this year, a guy that's got top 20s, that's been competing in golf tournaments. I love what he said. You know, they asked him afterwards, you know, what's next for you this year? He said, well, I'll Tuesday morning at the 3M, I'll be at the driving range at 7:30, grinding it out like and getting ready to win a golf tournament like I do every week. That guy to me, Brian, is a really easy guy to root for, and I it feels like his time might be coming, right?
I think that's a great reflection on what he did. I forgot about that press conference that he was so emotional for. So yeah, that's a really nice turnaround for him. Speaking of the Porter Cup, he played in it a few years, and I remember that one of the members in Niagara Falls Country Club told me that they hosted him. A lot of the members at Niagara Falls Country Club will host these players and, you know, let them stay with them for the week that they're there. And I remember, I can't remember the member that told me this, but anyway, they said that when they had Horschel there, that it was an outstanding experience, just a wonderful kid at the time, that they, you know, they love rooting for him, that he's checked in with them, you know, throughout the course of his career. So we know he's a good guy, and obviously, you know, some of the interviews we've heard maybe backs that up too. But he, in his career, if you look at it over the last 7-8 years, he's been really bad at majors. And probably a better player than what he's shown in the four major championships during the year. So for him to have a chance to win one yesterday, I thought that would have been a really, really cool story. And I agree with you. From everything that we've heard from him, he's a player that you want to root for.
So, Brian, next up is Olympic golf. August 1st, I just looked up that starts, and it's individual stroke play. Schauffele, by the way, who just won this weekend, he won the gold in, 2021, right? Even though they called it the 2020 Olympics because it got delayed. He wins last time. I'm wondering, I haven't read much about this tournament yet. Like, I kind of know who's in it, like Team USA and whatnot. I'm just wondering for it, like, how big is it going to get? How much, you know, credibility will the winner get, or maybe already does? Like, I'm not saying it'll ever be on the same level as a major, unless maybe we think maybe that could happen. I wonder if that, the more big names that win it, the further we can go along. You know, where if Schauffele wins it and Scheffler, like, if you start getting this, you know, history of all-time great golfers winning gold at the Olympics, that if every tournament that goes by, it'll feel more and more important.
So since they've brought golf back after nearly like 100 years of it being gone, the two gold medal winners, you could probably start that resume right now, Joe, with good names. 2016, it was Justin Rose that won the gold. And then 2020, as you said, 21, it was Schauffele who won the gold. So Schauffele here, who just won two majors, going back to defend his gold medal, pretty impressive two names, I think, to start getting gold back. Here's one thing that I think is really also cool. I know they've been talking about it. It sounds like it's not going to happen this week, obviously, or next week, but it sounds like for the next Summer Games, there will be some sort of country versus country team element involved. Nice. In the golf with the men and the women together. So I think that's really, 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 really cool. Right now, it's just like, don't quote me on the number, 60, 70, 80 players, top three get medals, and that's it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Which, it's a great experience, obviously, but to have another layer involved where you can play for your country as a team versus also alongside with individually, I think that'll be a really cool element. But so far, Rose and Schauffele, you know, it shows that the cream has risen to the top here in terms of getting the gold medal. So I'm looking forward to it. It's usually a really, really fun venue that they'll play, so I'm looking forward to seeing it. Yeah, as far as the regular season goes after Olympic golf, they've got the 3M Open this week, so some players will play. I bet you a lot of big names will take this week off. Then they have a week off for the Olympics, and then the Wyndham Championship, and then it gets into the 3 weeks of the FedEx Cup playoffs. So with the Olympic golf kind of in between where all the big names will be playing, then we'll have the 3 weeks of the playoffs. The season is rapidly coming to an end.
Brian, I have to ask you. So Joe had a member guest he was the guest of this week. I had my member guest. And we had this is the first time I've ever seen this in a tournament, Brian, a cheating scandal.
What?
And yes, and there was a DQ. And I'm wondering if you've ever heard this. And I explained what happened to Joe, and he had never heard this before. Someone got caught putting chapstick on their driver face. And like, it was mint chapstick, so you could smell it from a mile away.
But you said this to me, and I'm like, what do you mean? That helps? Or whatever? I never heard of it.
I don't know if you've ever come across a tournament or someone that has done this, Brian, but not only was it crazy that it happened, it was like one of those things that was basically the talk of the rest of the tournament.
I know that by putting substances like that sometimes on the face of the driver, that it will minimize the miss and the spin, I guess. To do that in a member guest or a tournament like that, I have not heard of anything like that. Wow, that is wild. Yeah. That's a little extreme to go. I mean, I assume there's not like heavy monetary prizes at an event like this where you would think to do something.
Brian,
like
there's probably some. There was a $16,000 pool of, you know, skins,
sweeps, for all of it combined,
and then the winner gets 5% of the pool. Like, there was, I would say considerable money in it.
Speaking of which, I think we got to wrap anyway here, but man, I'm not someone that has played skins much in my life at all, but getting a net eagle on a hole, on a hole I would have had a stroke on, and not winning skins, That's a feeling. You think all the way up like, oh, I got it, and then you show up and you realize somebody else did it too. Yeah, but golf's fun.
Because any hole, you're still alive.
Yes,
that's great. You know, at any hole, you can have your magical moment, and then you're thinking, all right, I got a chance now.
Absolutely. Yeah, we didn't have a cheating scandal. We did have fireworks. Someone launched off in the middle of a round, though, in the middle of the course, which I had never seen before either. So, yeah, fun week for sure. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Tee to Green this coming Saturday. Where will you guys be?
Yep. This week we are at Diamond Hawk Golf Course. Nice. So. We'll obviously be talking a little Olympic golf in the final month of the season coming up on the PGA Tour.
Beautiful. Thanks, Brian.
Okay, guys. Thanks. Have a great day.
Brian Koziel on the Western Hotline. Time out here. We got Joe Marino coming up at 8 o'clock to preview Bills training camp. Joe DiBiase, Nate Geary, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.